Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Americans go to the polls in 5.5 months, and surveys and polls suggest that Donald Trump will return to the White House. What would that mean for this country, which is so dependent on U.S. foreign direct investment? Well, one man who knows U.S. politics very well on the Democratic side is the former U.S. Congressman for New York, Joe Crowley. And over here for the Global Economic Summit in Killarney, and doubtless catching up with a few friends and relatives. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be with you.
Can we start with this election? Do you think Donald Trump is bound to return?
I do not. I pray not, I should say maybe more. You know, I think that his election in 2016 was something that I didn't necessarily fear. I had 12 presidents in my lifetime, 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans. I didn't necessarily fear a Republican presidency. I'd worked very closely with former President George Bush, George W. Bush, in his 8 years in office. I anticipate there'll be potentially Republican presidents in the future. I definitely fear the reelection of this individual, this person, Donald Trump, who's from my home county, Queens County, in New York City. I've known him a long time. I've observed him for a long time, I should say. And I think he's wrong for America and wrong for the world.
And he's set to impose across-the-board tariffs on nearly all imports in the U.S. based on his pronouncements. Might that force the European Union and small countries like Ireland to retaliate?
I think they have no choice. You know, this movement towards isolation, it's somewhat bipartisan to some degree, not to the degree that Donald Trump is speaking about. But I think Americans have to understand that he means what he says. We can't dismiss him and say, oh, it's just political promises. It's just jargon. At the end of the day, he basically does what he says he's going to do. I mean, this is a man who ripped babies from their mothers at the border. This is a man who I deeply believe he's a damaged individual. I think he's a damaged person.
Nearly half of Americans think that he should be the president. The ballooning deficit in the U.S. could get even bigger if he gets into office.
And the funny thing is, it got enormously bigger under his tutelage as president, which is not widely recognized. I mean, when you have 18% or 17% of people in the swing states, in the battleground states, believing that Joe Biden is responsible for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, it really says a lot, unfortunately, about the electorate itself, and that they just don't get that, and that's in a battleground states.
Yeah.
That's all across the board. I do think there's a good bit of time between now and the election. I don't like the polling that's coming out right now, but I do think that when all comes to be said and done, that Joe Biden will be reelected.
In your time as a congressman, weren't in favor of tax cuts. You were in favor of tax increases so that spending could increase. And yet the GOP, the Republican Party, has always been the party of tax cuts. Maybe people can relate to that.
Well, I do think that that's always an easy issue. In 2025, the Trump tax cuts for the very wealthy will expire. And I believe that President Biden has said that, we have a lot of issues that need to be dealt with, and that he intends to let those tax cuts expire. He wants to lower taxes for the middle class, for people making less than $400,000 a year. And I support that. I think that people should pay their fair share. I think that billionaires, and we have many in the United States, they really do need to pay their fair share. In a country that offers such freedom, in a country that offers the ability for someone to make that kind of money, there needs to be a recognition and an appreciation for the country and for those individuals to pay their fair share. And that's what Joe Biden's talking about. So I do think that I think most Americans get that as well. Well,
unfortunately, the choice that they have in November will be between a man who's nearly 80 and a man who is 81. What is going on that the best candidates offered by both parties are so old?
Well, I would suggest that they may be 77 and 80, one, but one is a very decent man. The other is not. The other is not a good person, in my opinion, at all, and not someone who should be emulated or looked up to. Joe Biden is a very decent and good man. He's had a great career. I think he has his wits about him, and I think that's why he called for these debates to demonstrate that as well. Look, you know, it's about our system to some degree. We have a two-party system. We don't have a multi-party system. And I really do wish that Biden was younger, but it is what it is at this point. When it comes down to these two individuals, as I say, one is a very damaged human being. The other is a very decent man. And I do think that America, like they did 4 years ago, will recognize that again.
One thing that the two men do agree upon is that China is the coming foe or rival for America in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. I do think that the most recent movement by the president to in his executive order to increase tariffs on products coming from China is indicative of that. I mean, the reality is that Donald Trump turned the Republican Party upside down. It's not just China in a sense. He became very anti-trade and isolationist. And I do think that President Biden is for engagement overseas.
Though he has slapped tariffs on China. He's quadrupled the tariffs on EVs from China.
Yeah. But I would ask the question, where is it all heading?
Mm.
Where is this going? And
a new Cold War.
Well, you know, I mean, reality is that cold wars can become hot wars. And I know that China has a request for a blue water navy. They want to be all over the world. They're using soft power. They're building ports actually creating islands in the south in the China Sea, and they're creating relationships in Africa and all over the world for their navies. Doing these kinds of actions, I was not for normalization of trade relations with China under the Clinton administration. I didn't think they were politically I didn't think they were politically mature enough, economically mature enough to be dealt on the same level. And so I have a lot of issues with China itself, and that's proven to be the case. They've been cleaning our clock for over 20 years.
All right.
But I don't know if this is necessarily the tack to take.
Okay. Former Congressman Joe Crowley, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck in Killarney at the Global Economic Summit. I hope you get good weather.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.